This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gillespie looking to throw it in. Gets it up top to Queen. Dribbling left. Big step down the lane. Runner for the win. Baked it in! He baked it in! He baked it in! And Maryland has won! Maryland is going to the Sweet 16! Derek Queen with a runner left of the lane. Baked it in! And for the first time since 2016, the Maryland Terrapins are going to the Sweet 16!
Let me just say this. Anybody that thought that was a travel, I feel like you've probably just tuned into basketball for the first time in a long time. That wasn't a travel. It's not even a travel. There's been a bunch of breakdowns on the internet by rule. I mean, that hasn't been a travel in 30 years of basketball, you know, at the NBA level or at the college level. They call it a gather step in the NBA, but you're allowed that sort of get your, steps together in college as well. That was not by rule, according to the Gene Steratore types traveling, and it's certainly not a travel if you've been paying attention to basketball for, say, the last quarter century. I mean, not even close. And I'm not just talking about NBA travels. That's not even close to a travel at the college level. You know, Jeff Green's Sweet 16 moment against Vanderbilt was more of a travel than this was. Sorry, Georgetown people. Oh, sorry, Dan. Sorry, CJ. Sorry, Billy. Sorry, everybody. All right, I'm going to do a game take. Monday morning football season style on Maryland's 72-71 win over Colorado State to advance to the Sweet 16. We'll be playing. We played you Johnny's call of Derek Queen's shot coming in. That was the Westwood one call of the shot. I think we've got a few more, so we'll play as many as we have coming into these segments throughout the morning. Kevin Willard was going to join us this morning, but they are hustling to get onto a plane, so he will join us at some point tomorrow on the show. Today, we will talk to Ben Standing at 12. We will talk to Randolph Childress at 12:35, and we will talk to you guys. Phone lines are open at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. All right, let me get to my game take. What I liked, what I didn't like, and a few other sort of observations from the game. So what I liked from the game was, let's just start at the end. I mean, the final play. it is, you know, unusual that a coach gets into a huddle with 3.7 seconds left and says, who wants to take the last shot? I kind of love it, and Kevin Willard is a player's coach. And Derek Queen said, I want the MF ball. And so they had the perfect setup for him, because if you've watched Derek Queen all year, that's where he does his best work, right in the middle of the floor at the free throw line. He can score from the post at 6'11", 6'10", 6'11", but he is a skilled big. He is a Euro-style big. Knocked down two threes early in the game. All of a sudden, he's a three-point shooter. Denton, we talked about that during the course of the year. I said, he's got a good stroke. Like, I think he will eventually be a good three-point shooter, but they don't need him to be on this team because they've got so many others. He hit a couple of big threes early in the game when Maryland was not playing well to keep the game from getting out of hand. But I loved the final play. I actually thought when I saw Gillespie inbounding the ball, I actually thought that it was going right back to Gillespie. You'll see that a lot. The inbounder is the guy that the play is designed for. It'll, you know, a ball into Reese right back to Gillespie. Reese sets the screen, and Gillespie comes off it for a runner or for a jump shot. If they go under the screen, he takes the long range jump shot. If they fight over the screen, he drives it and shoots a floater. I thought that's where it was going, but you saw the down screen to get Queen open at the free throw line, and the rest is history. By the way, I'll also just say Maryland was well prepared at the end, not in the defensive sequence. But after the Lake three with 6.1 seconds left, they had one timeout left. They didn't call it there. They got the ball inbounds. Selton Miguel took it across half court and called their last timeout. I actually thought he could have gotten it up there a little bit quicker. But, you know, went from 6.1 to 3.7, and so that they could run the play they wanted to run in the front court, rather than having to go the length of the court. I actually thought right when they inbounded the ball that that was going to be the plan, especially when the ball was in Miguel's hands. Not that you wouldn't want Miguel shooting, but not off the dribble necessarily, the length of the court. So they did a nice job there. So number one on the list of things that I liked, I thought they, after they didn't do what they were supposed to do defensively, the preparation to, with one timeout and 6.1 seconds, to not call it there, but to get the ball into the front court and then call the timeout, that made it easier for them to set up what they wanted. On the list of things that I liked, after Queen's game winner and everything surrounding it, I've got to talk about Julian Reese. Juju Reese, for you Maryland fans, you know this. For those that don't, he was a terrible free throw shooter until this year. Horrendous. I mean, we're talking in the 50s. Last year, he shot 56.8% from the free throw line. The year before that, he shot 53.3% from the free throw line. He was 73.5% from the free throw line in the regular season. He changed his stroke. There was a terrible hitch in his stroke the last 2 years. He smoothed it out. He got more sort of backward rotation and more arc and more of a flowing stroke rather than a hitchy stroke. And he turned himself with hard work into a good free throw shooter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
You have no idea, if you haven't been paying attention, whence or where he came from. It was horrendous. You last night, if this was last year, there's no way he makes all four free throws. No way. Let alone the mid-range jump shot off the pick and roll. Off the clearing out that one side and running that pick and roll. I mean, he's hit that all year long. This guy stayed all 4 years. You knew he was talented. You knew he had size. You knew he had strength. You knew, you know, he had some ability, but he was a little bit awkward, a little bit like a baby giraffe those first few years and getting his legs and his arms together. What a player he has worked himself into this year. Tremendous finish for him last night. I mean, that is big time to go to the free throw line in those spots and make those free throws. The last two, you know, in a tie game, 68-68 with 22 seconds left. The offensive rebound that he got before he made those two free throws with about 3 minutes to go. That jump shot off that pick and roll, incredible. Julian Reese, what a game, what a player he's turned into. Yeah, there were some moments defensively, and I'm going to get to those, where I didn't like a lot of what I saw from anybody out there. But he really, Maryland fans will tell you, if this had been last year, Maryland loses that game with him at the line twice in the last 3 minutes of the game, with him having to shoot a mid-range jump shot. 15 points, 11 rebounds for Julian. A big block shot, a steal as well on the defensive end in the second half. He's on the list of things that I liked. Look, all five starters had moments. You know, Selton Miguel hit some big threes. Rodney Rice, when they were down 24-12, had some big-time shots. Rodney Rice is a pro. Maryland's got two NBA players on their team, Derek Queen, obviously, and I think Rodney Rice this time next year people will be talking about as a potential day one pick or night one pick. He had a great season, and he hit some big shots, and he did not have it going early. It's never stopped him. This dude's fearless. There's no way three or four misses, even some bad misses, are going to stop him from firing. 3 for 7 from behind the arc for Rice. 3 for 5 from behind the arc for Miguel. So they were 6 for 12 combined. Once again, you know, by the way, I'm not like this massive fan of the Crab 5. It's cute. It's fine. I'll go with it. It's getting a little bit old for me. Whatever. They have had all season long the most productive starting five in the country, and all five last night ended up in double figures. It has happened many times this year where all five starters have ended up in double figures. So number one on the list of things that I liked, just the Queen shot, the play, the ability, by the way, in the moment after the dagger three to not use the timeout but to get the ball into the front court and call the timeout. Julian Reese, Juju, was phenomenal, just considering where he came from last year and the year before. And then all five starters certainly had their moments. Also on the list that of things that I liked, I thought there was a real key sequence in the game in the second half. You know, this game went back and forth. You know, it started with Colorado State having a big lead. Maryland came back. Then Colorado State built that lead to 9 in the second half, early in the second half. And then you just had runs back and forth. Maryland took the lead. They came back. Colorado State did. took the lead. Maryland took the lead. But Maryland was down 64-59 with about 4 minutes to go. And Rodney Rice had missed a three to get it to two. And it felt like the game was turning. Clifford was becoming almost unstoppable as a passer, playmaker, and scorer. And Maryland, that was the moment where I was starting to feel like this team really hasn't, they've dealt with pressure, even though they've lost four buzzer beaters, understood. But they've never had the feel in watching them at any point this year that they would feel what maybe fans would feel in the moment, which is, uh-oh. But when Rice missed that three and they had a possession to go up 7 or 8 with about 4 minutes to go, 4.5 minutes to go, I thought there was a crucial sequence. Clifford drove and Gillespie got his hands in and stole the basketball. And it got, you know, it got knocked off Clifford. It was a big defensive play by Gillespie. And then on the other end, he made a huge three. So it went from potentially being down 7 or 8 to a 2-point game, 64-62. I thought that was a massive sequence in the game. I also thought that Maryland, when they went up 4 and it looked like they were on the verge of taking control, you know, they went on that 9-0 run from 64-59 down to up 68-64, and they had multiple possessions up 68-64. They ran a play for Rice as the ball handler. He got to his spot and just missed a shot that hung on the rim and fell off. And then they got Gillespie going downhill into the lane, and he short-armed one in the lane when they were up 2. They had multiple chances there, and I thought they ran some good stuff to get, you know, big buckets with guys that, you know, have hit big shots for them all year long. The possession that you hated was, when it was 68-68 and they got a little bit discombobulated and Selton Miguel had to throw up a three with the shot clock winding down. But Rice was there to save him with the offensive rebound. All right. What I didn't like from the game and your calls, and I see you there. Stay there. We'll get to all of that next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.